Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 33rd episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. We have some great news for you. Due to popular demand, beginning with this episode, we will begin sharing two separate podcast episodes each week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. From now on, each episode will include two learning topics to help English learners succeed. Today, we're going to focus on two topics. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to declarative sentences. After this segment, we're going to continue with a motivational creative story with listening and answers to comprehension questions written by Maestro Circe and published on Amazon in the books and ebooks titled Creative Stories for American English Learners, Volumes 1 and 2. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Learning about declarative sentences. In this lesson, we will explore what declarative sentences are and how to recognize and use them in your writing. Declarative sentences are a fundamental part of the English language that helps us communicate our thoughts and ideas clearly. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify declarative sentences and create your own. What is a declarative sentence? A declarative sentence is a type of sentence that makes a statement or provides information. It ends with a period. Declarative sentences can express opinions, thoughts, feelings, facts, or other information. Examples of declarative sentences. I love to read books. The sun sets in the west. Elephants are the largest land animals. Recognizing declarative sentences. Declarative sentences can be identified by looking for certain key characteristics. They often contain a subject, who or what the sentence is about, and a predicate, what the subject is doing or what is being said about the subject. Practice. Which of the following sentences are declarative? The cat chased the mouse. Are you coming to the party? Birds fly in the sky. How was your weekend? Using declarative sentences in writing. When writing, it is important to use declarative sentences to clearly convey your ideas. Declarative sentences help the reader understand the information you are trying to communicate. They are essential for writing essays, stories, reports, and any other type of written work. Tips for using declarative sentences. Start your sentences with a capital letter. End your sentences with a period. Make sure your sentence expresses a complete thought. Practicing declarative sentences. Let's practice identifying and creating declarative sentences together. Look at the following phrases and decide if they are declarative sentences or not. The moon is bright. Where did you go? I enjoy playing soccer. How are you feeling today? Now it's your turn. Write three declarative sentences about your favorite hobby. Remember to start with a capital letter and end with a period. Conclusion. Declarative sentences are an essential part of writing and communication. By understanding what declarative sentences are and how to use them effectively, you can improve the clarity and effectiveness of your writing. Keep practicing to become a master of declarative sentences.
Lewis's Road to Recovery and Professional Success in the USA. Creative Stories Number 5. Once upon a time, there was a young man named Louis from France. Louis had a drinking problem. He lost his job, so he didn't do well financially. Louis's dream was to move to America, get treatment for his alcoholism, and pursue the American dream. His dream came true when he applied, won the green card lottery, and moved to the United States for a better life. After Louis arrived in the United States, he found a job at a fast food restaurant during the day, attended night school, and took English as a second language classes to improve his English. He wanted to stop drinking alcohol, like he used to in France, so he kept as busy as he could. While Louis was working and going to school, he tried not to drink, but he found it hard to resist the temptation of alcohol. One day, Louis had a bad day at work. He felt he couldn't take it anymore and decided to go home. As he returned to his apartment, Louis felt very depressed. He walked by a grocery store and went inside. Louis saw a bunch of bottles of cheap wine in the back room. The wine reminded him of the wine he used to drink in France. He bought a bottle and drank it all in the parking lot. He wanted to go back to the grocery store and buy more wine. Louis realized that he didn't care about the consequences of drinking. This was something that he did when he was drinking in France. Louis realized he had a problem he couldn't fix on his own. Louis decided that he needed help to stop drinking alcohol. So, he called the Alcohol and Drug Helpline to see what their services were like. After talking to a counselor on the phone, he learned about Alcoholics Anonymous. He decided to go to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA. Louis found a local AA meeting in his neighborhood and began attending the meetings once a week. He learned about the 12 steps to recovery from alcoholism and began doing what the AA members told him to do. He kept going to meetings and making himself accountable for his actions. He knew he had a problem, and he made it a priority to take care of himself. At first, it was hard to quit drinking. He would have a few drinks, and it would be very tempting to drink alcohol. Yet, he was determined to quit drinking alcohol. He still had his bad days when he drank too much alcohol, but it was getting less frequent and less intense. His dreams of America were still there, but he no longer felt as hopeless as he did when he arrived in the United States. Louis decided that he wanted to commit to not drinking any alcohol. He started attending AA meetings daily and keeping up with his daily spiritual exercise. After a while, Louis stopped drinking alcohol and felt he had control over his life again. He began to realize that he could stop drinking whenever he wanted. He no longer depended on alcohol to feel good. Louis knew he needed to live sober and do everything he could to help himself stay sober. He knew he had a problem and didn't want to live that way anymore. He also learned about the benefits of attending the meetings and how it could help him in other areas of his life. Louis continued going to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, meetings regularly, and he felt better than he had felt in years. His family was proud of him, because he was finally caring for himself. When Louis's family asked him what he was doing at the meetings, he told them about AA. The family was surprised that he was able to stop drinking. When he was sober for a while, Louis started to think about what he would like to do professionally. He wanted to help people and make a difference in other people's lives. He was thinking about getting a certificate as a nursing assistant. He heard about this free certificate program from his evening English as a second language teacher, Maestro Cersei. Maestro Cersei worked for North Orange Community Education, part of North Orange County Community College District in Anaheim, California. So, Luis went to the Anaheim campus of North Orange Community College District and registered to be part of the nursing assistant program there. The program was free for all students. After completing the program, Luis would get his certificate as a nursing assistant. His goal was to complete the program and get his certificate. The program taught him how to care for patients and gave him the knowledge and skills he needed to work in a hospital. He learned how to administer medication to a patient and gave them fluids. He also learned the difference between a healthy person and a sick person. He was also taught to take a patient's vital signs and check their temperature. He learned the difference between a normal temperature and a fever. He was told that a normal body temperature is usually between 97 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. A person with a fever usually has a temperature of 102 or higher. Luis completed the nursing assistant program at the Anaheim campus. He got his certificate at the graduation ceremony. When he got his certificate, he realized how far he had come. He felt he was ready to make a difference in other people's lives. He felt he could make a difference in other people's lives by helping them with their pain or emotional problems. He also wanted to be able to take care of his family in the future. He didn't want them to have to worry about his drinking. He wanted to live the life he wanted, not just the one he had been living. His dream of being a nurse and helping people with their emotional problems had been fulfilled. Luis applied for a job as a nursing assistant for different hospitals in Orange County, California. He hoped he would find a good hospital where he could help patients and make a difference in their lives. He attended several job interviews and was accepted by several hospitals, including St. Joseph Hospital in Orange, California, and Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach, California. He picked Hoag Hospital and started working there. He was excited to start working and helping people. Luis wanted to be part of the team that helped the patients get better. He wanted to see them happy and healthy again. He felt that if he could help the patients, he would make a difference in their lives. He would be helping them to have a better life and not have to struggle with pain or emotional problems like he had struggled with himself. At first, he was assigned to work with an older patient who had been in and out of hospitals because he was having trouble with his heart. This man had been going to different hospitals but never got the right care for his problem. He had been in and out of hospitals many times, and doctors had been unable to help him. Luis wanted to help this man and ensure he got the right treatment for his heart condition. He wanted him to be able to live a better life, so he would be able to enjoy life again. Luis knew that it would be a good feeling if he could make a difference in this man's life. He was very excited to work at Hoag Hospital. Luis took his job as a nursing assistant seriously. He worked hard to learn the patient's medical conditions and how to help them best. He was very motivated and dedicated to his work at Hoag Hospital. He did a good job helping the patients and making a difference. He was proud of himself for getting this certificate. Luis's mother was happy when he got the job at Hoag Hospital. She felt that he would be able to live the life he wanted. She told him to enjoy it and stay sober. Luis also wanted to be able to live a successful life. Luis felt that the job he was doing at Hoag Hospital was better than the one he had had at the fast food restaurant he had when he first moved to the United States of America. It was a job where he could make a difference in other people's lives. It was a job where he could do something to improve their lives. Luis had always thought that if he could help others, he could help himself. His goal was to be healthy and be around for his family. If he could get better, he could live a healthier and happier life and have a better chance of improving his life. Luis worked at Hoag Hospital until he retired 20 years later. He loved the work that he was doing, and he felt like he was making a difference in the patients' lives. He was helping people who needed help and felt good about it. He wanted to help as many people as he could. Although Luis had a rough start in the United States of America, he eventually got a better life. By focusing on his education and health, he beat his problem with alcoholism and became sober for life. He became a successful professional, and his family in France was very proud of him. Luis was able to work for Hoge Hospital for 20 years and help the patients there. He continued his education at night to become a registered nurse. He is very happy with what he has achieved in his life. Luis is proud of himself for becoming a successful person. Comprehension questions for Luis's road to recovery and professional success in the USA. Creative stories number 5. V. 1. What was Luis's dream when he moved to the United States? Two. What steps did Luis take to address his alcoholism after moving to the United States? 3. Describe Luis's experience at the grocery store when he bought and consumed wine. 4. How did Luis seek help to overcome his alcoholism? 5. What was the significance of Luis attending Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, meetings? 6. After completing the nursing assistant program, what was Luis's goal? 7. How did Luis feel about his achievements and professional success in the end? 1. Luis's dream when he moved to the United States was to get treatment for his alcoholism and pursue the American dream. 2. After moving to the United States, Luis found a job at a fast food restaurant, attended night school, took English as a second language classes, and sought help from Alcoholics Anonymous. 3. Luis felt depressed, bought a bottle of wine at a grocery store, drank it all in the parking lot, and realized he needed help to stop drinking. 4. Luis sought help by calling the Alcohol and Drug Helpline, where he learned about Alcoholics Anonymous and started attending AA meetings. 5. Attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings helped Luis in his recovery from alcoholism and allowed him to take control of his life. 6. After completing the nursing assistant program, Luis's goal was to work as a nursing assistant and make a positive impact on people's lives. 7. Luis felt proud and accomplished in the end, reflecting on his journey from overcoming alcoholism to becoming a successful professional working at Hoge Hospital for 20 years.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.